Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Very happy to be here today. Just want to get this quickly out of the way. If you hear typing, we do sometimes backtrack to look over a fact to make sure we're presenting the right information. And also, we like our show to be really kicked back. So sometimes when we have guests on, we tell them, have a cup of tea, water. You need to clear your throat. Just go with it. This is basically, we want you to feel like you're in a coffee shop joining us. This week, it's so exciting. I'm still kind of buzzing from last Sunday. On Valentine's Day, the American Society of Cinematographers held their Cinematography Awards, and it was at the Century City Hyatt by the Fox Studio. And this was my second year covering it, and this will be the first episode where I actually talk about myself. It's something we kind of don't want to do, but just to let you guys know what a great thing this is. So you go to this great tuxedo event. There's television nominees, or they honor television. They give a kind of achievement in television award. They give a lifetime achievement award, a governor's award, a president's choice. They even have student awards. And then they announce the theatrical nominees. So normally, most times, the theatrical nominees are also what's up for an Oscar. So you guys have a chance to see these films. Emmanuel Lubezki for The Revenant and John Seale. Carol, Ed Lockman. Again, any names that I pronounce, I apologize. But we have Roger Deakins for Sicario. And it's such a unique body of work. And I want you guys to look up the awards nominees for the Oscars, and all of these films are good. Unfortunately, I missed Carol, but I loved the rest of the films. And also, what was a really cool thing was you're at this place where the majority of people there are working in the business or it's their livelihood. And so you don't have this, like usually when you go to a film event, you meet a lot of people. They're trying to figure out who they can meet, what they can get, how it's going to affect their career. And these are all people that just, they love movies. So you're there and you're at a table with a bunch of movie lovers. And then you're seeing filmmakers give an award to their peer. So it's not a separate entity. It's not a guild or union. And pardon me, I'm just so excited about this. And you get to meet some of your favorite cinematographers that make the films that make you want to make movies. You get to see the films that inspire you just as a person or as a moviegoer. And you get to, you know, not network, but you get to meet these people and say thank you for your work, or you get to hear their take on something through these wonderful speeches. Just a few of the award winners to announce. They gave a lifetime, an achievement in television to Lowell Patterson. For those of you that are saying who, that's okay, because you enter the game wherever you enter it. No one's heard of everyone. He made Six Feet Under, the groundbreaking HBO series written by Alan Ball. And the most known show that he did besides that was Desperate Housewives. So you can see what a body of work. Those two shows alone, if that was the only thing he did, are completely diverse shows. The Governor's Award was the one I was the most excited about because they gave it to Ridley Scott, who currently is up for Oscars for The Martian. And you gotta love Blade Runner, Gladiator, Matchstick Men. I can't even think of two Ridley Scott films I don't like. They might not be my cup of tea, but they're still good. He was there, and it was really cool. Or he wasn't there, I'm sorry. He sent a video thank you, but it was really cool to have Gina Davis presenting the award and telling us stories about Thelma and Louise working with Ridley Scott at a time where he was obviously respected, but I'm not sure. I was too young. He was not the way now it's like Ridley Scott. And it was really cool because a lot of these cinematographers, their crew comes to the dinner. Sometimes it's people they've been working with 20 or 30 years. So you get this real family atmosphere. It doesn't feel competitive. If anything, it's a bunch of guys who love to wear jeans and t-shirts and ball caps in tuxedos. So it's really odd because you never see these faces outside of really comfortable clothing. Then the Lifetime Achievement Award was really, really cool because it was John Toll, who has shot Braveheart and Almost Famous, Vanilla Sky. I only mentioned Tropic Thunder because it was filmed on the island I'm from, so I know people that worked on it. But Almost Famous, Vanilla Sky, Elizabeth Town, a wonderful collaboration with Cameron Crowe. His wife is an Oscar-winning makeup artist. She gave him the award, announced the award. It was Valentine's Day, so it was kind of even more fun to see a wife presenting the husband with an award. And he came to the press room, and what I've really enjoyed about these cinematographers is that they have a presence. You know who they are right away if you're a film buff or you're into filmmaking, or even if you just like movies. And they have this presence in the room, but they're not there with a presence and to make their presence known. They're just there as people. So I mentioned this because I was in the press room, very nice press room. We have to give a thank you to Lisa Muldowney. Great. I always love working with press reps, PR. And so the press room was great. And John Toll came in and, you know, all the press was getting, you know, excited how they usually do. And then I was kind of just off to the side watching the awards on a monitor. I had also gotten to attend the dinner. So we have to thank Mr. Richard Crudo, AFC, the president of the AFC, for allowing Talking Pictures to come out. But John Toll and his wife walked up to me, and then they kind of stopped and were chatting. And everyone in the press room was trying to talk to them. Everybody was stopping them. And I thought, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I could let this go. I don't need to be talking to them. But then what hit me was I realized I didn't have anything to say because I was so wrapped up in that he had shot my favorite film, Almost Famous. I had 100 questions to ask him, but I thought, this guy's hanging out with his wife. He doesn't need to hear me babbling. And it was just really cool. It was like, wow, that's John Toll. I used to sneak into Braveheart with my best friend in high school. I can't even count how many times we snuck into that film. And it was just a real joy to see that if John Toll could be mellow, I think anybody can be mellow. The theatrical nominees, again, Bridge of Spies, Janusz Kaminski, Sicario, Roger Deakins, all these great cinematographers come together. And at current time, Janusz Kaminski is really just hitting a lot of people are going to say, of course, he's Janusz Kaminski, but it's really interesting. Bridge of Spies was a great film. I highly recommend it. It is 2 hours and 20 minutes, but the extra 20 minutes are necessary. Sicario was great. I was watching that film and I thought, you know, Roger Deakins always sets a great mood. That's a given. There's so much that can be said for Mr. Deakins' work. But what I love that he did, and I would have no clue what the trick was, but Mexico, in those scenes, I smelt Mexico and I began to feel uncomfortable. I'm not saying anything against Mexico. My grandfather's Mexican and my mother, and of course I am, but there's just this little bit of kind of edginess that you have when you're down there because, you know, it's not your country. There's not really laws there. And somehow he just managed to make my computer smell. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I think it adds to the work. And then for the rest of the nominees, it was just great to, you know, The Revenant was what Emmanuel Lubezki won for. And this is his third straight ASC award. He's won 2 Oscars in a row. He's won a few other ASC awards for Tree of Life, Children of Men, and he's also been nominated for Sleepy Hollow. But The Revenant, Javier Bardem came out to announce the award. Very nice guy. He also came to the press room, but I'll get to that next. And I was kind of thought, if Javier Bardem is coming out, he was in No Country for Old Men. He was in Skyfall. So I thought, okay, this might be Mr. Roger Deakins' year. But it went to Emmanuel Lubezki, who also won his third straight BAFTA. And it's really cool because you don't get a sense that anybody is upset about losing. And that's what I think is, you know, when we watch the Oscars, we see the frowns, we see the disappointment. We see people pretending to act like they didn't want to win. And this was just nice because off in the distance, I saw Mr. Deakins and he was just normal. His expression was great, and it was nice to see, like, wow, I passed by Emmanuel Lubezki, who of course won, but I didn't feel like felt like he was the king of the world. I felt like there was just all this mutual love of movies in the room. And so it just makes for a really exciting time and really great event. So I'd like all of you filmmakers out there and all of you people who love movies to start paying attention to more than just the director and the actor. These guys help make the director's vision come true. They're if not the most important tool a director has. If there was no lights, we wouldn't be able to see anything. So please look up the ASC. That stands for American Society of Cinematographers. They're also dedicated to education, film preservation. So they give out special spotlights awards to film preservationists. Last year it was a lab guy. I can't believe I'm forgetting the name of the lab, but he had worked with all these cinematographers. So the majority of films that you see go through these people's hands. And then Glover Crisp, I think they said he was at Sony, which was Columbia before, and is now, what I don't know, the corporate takeover changes all the time. No, all due respect. And he had helped preserve Lawrence of Arabia, Easy Rider, Taxi Driver. So that was like really cool. I was looking for him, but I didn't get the chance to meet him. I would love to have talked film history with him. So with that, we just want to let you know that the ASC is here for artistry, integrity, and pushing the arts. I'll close with what the great thing they do is they honor their past. We sadly lost Haskell Wexler and Vilmos Zsigmond in the last couple months. And Haskell Wexler was one of my biggest influences in making films. And I was so thankful to meet him last year at the open house. This year, they rededicated the student awards to a Haskell Wexler documentary, Vilmos Zsigmond, for the student film. And I think that's just really cool because the ASC is always paying attention to the past. They're respecting the present by trying to evolve with the times and the digital. And then these guys are always off to a project the next day, so they're planning out their future. And that's how I think it should be. I don't think it should be only thinking about tomorrow, only jumping all over digital today and ignoring films like Dog Day Afternoon or films like Lawrence of Arabia is probably the best film I've ever seen on a big screen. So with that, just remember, respecting the past, the current, and the future is the only way you can do it with movies. We thank you for your time. I want to send a thank you out to everyone I saw that night and got the good pleasure of talking with. It's always nice to see friends, new friends, and we wish all of these cinematographers the best. That'll do it for Talking Pictures. Whatever you do, make sure and watch a good movie tonight. Aloha.